Hey, you lucky devils. Yes, indeedy. We are back. We are curing the addiction. Another fix, another spot of radio fishing. This is Fishing Frank, and I've got a new guest today. Another victim. Somebody else is putting up with me. No, I'm not sure why, but we're going to see what happens here. He's got a new chum, and we're going to discuss all the things about this chum. His name is David, and I think we need to introduce him about now. And welcome, David, from M80 Chum.
Oh, thank you, Frank. Thanks for having us.
Oh, yeah. The crowd loves you, buddy. Oh, man. Our studio audience, look at it. It's just amazing how many people fit into the studio, isn't it?
It's amazing. Do all your guests get a standing ovation?
Not often. But, you know, it's just cool. Brand new guests. We like to keep the audience quiet. They're great on commands.
I noticed that.
You know, you just kind of wave at them, and they're really cool. They kind of do whatever you need them to do. So anyway, M80 supercharged chum. It's a chum. It's a dry chum. It's a dry chum. I was looking for several parables to the Superman thing, but it just wasn't going to work. So go ahead.
Well, M80 supercharged chum comes in two distinct formulas. One is a saltwater blend and the other is a freshwater blend.
Okay. Now, this is, it can be used on anything, but primarily it's kind of a great thing for catching bait.
That's what it was originally designed to do, was to catch bait, make it a lot faster, it's very potent, has many ingredients, including a flash.
But now, where are you with the company? Who are you in the company?
I am one of the managing members of M80 Marine Products.
Okay. What was the idea? All of a sudden, you guys are just sitting around one day going, hey, chum, what a concept. Let's make some?
Well, what happened was my partner, his name's Brian Edgecombe, he developed the formula. And he's been kind of sitting on this thing for some time. And
sometimes in the fishing business, the longer you wait to lose money, the better off you are. You know, we always say the best way to end up with a small fortune in the fishing business, start with a large one.
Exactly.
But exactly. Anyway, so you guys just sitting around, and he developed the formula, and you guys just said, okay, let's do this.
Yeah, he like I said, he developed it about 3 years ago, kind of sat on it, was trying different avenues, trying to get it out there in the market.
Okay, who came up with the glitter stuff?
That's Brian. The entire formula was his idea.
Okay, so the glitter is a biodegradable glitter?
It's a biodegradable, eco-friendly flash. We call it a flash.
But I'm saying, you know, I mean, think of all the women out there working at night who could use a biodegradable flash instead of all that little metal chips. You know what I mean? You might be missing a whole other market there.
Well, there's the danger. Hence, you've found the danger. It makes it kind of tough if you go out fishing at night and you come back with
glitter on you.
You know, this flash all over your skin, and you have to, you know, deny that.
No, honey, these ones are changed from the gas and the beer.
Exactly.
But I'm sorry, I should.
Not the first time we do manufacture it ourselves, and right. There's been many, many times where at the end of the day, we always state that we're going to have to explain some things when we get home.
Yeah, the wives are not going to believe I was making chum.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, the reason I brought it up, and I just bought a case of this, and I haven't tried it yet, but I see so much of this stuff come through the store. I mean, so much. And this guy's got a great sense of humor. And I just literally met him, 20 minutes ago?
Exactly.
Something like 15, 20 minutes ago.
I was hitchhiking.
And yeah. You know, derelict going down the street with all these boxes of chum on his back. You know, I just felt bad. I got to buy some, get him off his back here. But guy's got a real great sense of humor. And he had no idea he was going to go on a show with me. And he said, what's this stuff? I said, well, these are our studios here. Can't you tell from all the chairs? You know, the racks and rows of, you know, people just sitting waiting for us to
I was wondering why. You know? They looked very patient.
Yeah, they're very patient. I mean, they just hang out day after day waiting to do a show. You know,
do you have to, is there?
We feed them occasionally, we feed them occasionally. But, you know, the problem is we don't get them to shower often. You know, we're not spending that money on the water. But, you know, there's a trade-off on that too. But anyway, this poor guy. Now, the reason I bought the chum, it looks like a good powdered chum, and it's got all the stuff and this and that next thing. But I was kind of intrigued by the glitter in it, and he's saying it's a silver. What do you call it?
Flash.
Silver flash. And I was kind of, you know, it kind of got my attention. I'm holding the bag, looking at it, going, you know what? Scales, fish, glitter, silver flash, whatever. And so I'm kind of interested in trying it. We're going to get either Captain Kale or Captain Carl take a bag out and, you know, get a good idea what it's about. Now, it's a powder, and it's like this stuff we already sell in the powders. And but now, you were telling me you have to, you should carry some kind of cup with it or something.
Yeah, a lot of anglers tend to over chum
like crazy,
right?
And you need the thing about the size of a quarter for a big chum.
Exactly. And what ends up happening is generally you take a bucket, you fill it up, and you're you know, with your jack mackerel and your oatmeal and your menhaden oil, and I've been through that, you know. And what this formula allows you to do is you take a solo cup. Everybody knows what a solo cup is. A
little Dixie cup.
Yeah. And you fill it up about halfway, and you add water to it until you make it into a paste. And I generally, when I use it, I won't use half of that before I have bait that is balled up next to
now,
the boat.
Now, here's something that I used to do all the time, because I know you guys are all in big into the wet chum. When I pull up onto a flat, and I'm hoping there's bait there, literally it's just a guess because it's so hard to find, especially right now. There's just very little bait around. Mm-hmm. I take the dry and I take a little tiny bit of the dry stuff and I scatter it on the water because dry travels much farther than wet.
Sure.
And I'll put little tiny bits of dry out on the water and literally just letting it sprinkle through my fingers a pinch at a time because you don't need much. And then watch the tide, let it get away from the boat, and then another little sprinkle pinch of it. And I mean, just a little bit between your fingers. And as that travels out and broadcast, all of a sudden you're going to look, and it might be 20 feet away or it might be 100 feet away. All of a sudden you'll see some bait dimple. Now I start mixing it wet. I'll do the paste thing like what you guys say. Mix it up in a paste where I can throw it almost in a dough ball, and then I'll start throwing in the direction I see the dimples. But I'm not big on recommending they do it dry off the first because it doesn't travel far.
Right.
And now if I can see the bait, or, you know, I'm going through and I see a lot of bait in the area, I do it wet right away. But on a flat where I'm not certain there's bait, I can get away with just little tiny, tiny bits of dry and let it drift over the surface of the water to find my bait for me.
Absolutely. Some of the questions that we get are, you know, how do you use it? And what I tell them, again, is the solo cup half full into a paste and broadcast it lightly over the water, you know, upwind.
I'm 100% agreeing with you on the broadcast, but I just do a little differently. I like the dry to find it and then the wet to draw it in.
Right.
Now, one of the things that we do is if there's two people on the boat, the best thing to do is one guy gets ready with the cast net, the other guy is the chummer.
Exactly.
And I take a little bit on the end of my finger, flick it down in the water where they are, but I do it from midship. I don't do it out in the front because I want them to come all the way to the front of the boat. If you're standing on the front of the boat flicking it out, a lot of times I can't reach it with the cast net.
Right.
The bait's just too far out of the point. So I'll take a little bit on the end of my finger, flick it out there, and literally, these are little tiny fish that much on the end of your finger is going to feed 100 of them.
Right.
And I just keep flicking it out there. And then if he throws and gets in that bait, I will bring that net up. And the whole time, I'm still flicking the chum. I never stop the chumming because as soon as you stop chumming to bring the bait into the live well, you broke the chain.
Right.
Now you got to do it all over again.
Right.
So the most important guy in the boat is the guy who's doing the chumming. And he needs to consistently stay there, let you fight with the net, let you fight with the bait, get everything done. And when you've got everything you need, that's when he stops chumming.
Right.
But a little bit at a time for a long period brings a lot more in.
Yeah, what we
as you said.
Yeah, as what we typically do is, and I've said this over and over again at all these shows, is when you're using our product, if you don't have a sign of bait within 45 seconds near your boat, there is no bait around.
Really?
Yeah. It's a highly concentrated formula. And what the flash does is simulates fish scales falling through the water column.
That was exactly my thought when I saw it.
When the bait comes in and gets keyed in, not on the small, you know, the particles are very small, and they see that flash in the water, they get locked in. Typically with bigger chum, what happens is bait comes in and out, in and out. So, and it's about 20% of the school, whatever you've attracted,
right,
is coming in and out. And then when you throw the net, there's that 10% or so that flinches, you never have a shot at. What this formula does, that flash keeps them, and the small granules keep them locked in a tight ball. So when you do throw that net, that 30% that you never would have had a chance to capture is now in the zone.
Cool.
So that increases your productivity. You know, one of the best things you can do on a fishing day when you're gonna go out with live bait is have a live well full of bait.
Right.
You know, I mean, now you're feeling good.
Right now, especially, you need a little bit of shrimp, a little bit of bait fish, because they still don't know where they're going. And down here, this far down right now, we're just getting into that point where, okay, if you can get bait, you need to have some bait. If you got shrimp, you need to have some shrimp. Most of the guys are coming in every morning, getting a few dozen shrimp, because they don't know when they get on the flat which ways it's going to go.
Exactly.
And in a month or two, it's going to be 80% white bait, 20% shrimp, or 90% white bait, 10% shrimp. But for right now, it's still flipping a quarter. You don't really know what's going to go on. One of the reasons we're getting the chum and getting this new stuff is the season's right around the corner for that. And any day now, all this is going to break loose and it's going to start again, hopefully. You know, you never know for sure. But this, having something new this year, I like the idea of the sparkles. That's really a cool idea. Now, the one question you always ask, and I already know the answer because you're in the fishing business, when's the last time you got a chance to go fishing?
I think it was October.
Yeah. Amazing.
Yeah, I had a buddy of mine say, when's the last time you went fishing? I told him October, and I said, that last time I touched my rod, my rods were to get them out of the way to get more chum. That's basically what's...
And you get into this business because you like it, you want to be out there, you want to be part of the fish, you get everything, and then as soon as you get up there, you get hitting this stuff. And then the best and worst thing happens. You start getting busier, and then the busier you get, the more you got to work at it, and the more you work at it, the less time you got. And so what started out as, wow, I love this because I'm going fishing and this stuff works great and I want to use this, and then next thing you know, you never get a chance to use it.
I've had probably a dozen invites to go out, and we just don't have the time.
Yeah, I'm living vicariously off of my clientele's fishing for the last few months because I haven't had a chance to go either. And I'm breaking that chain in the coming month.
Well, at least you get to stick your hand in a live well. You know,
oh,
you go back to where your bait is.
We're in with the shrimp
and
the pinfish.
You can rub it on your hands and put it on your shirt and feel good about it.
I feel good about yourself. Yeah, I can actually feel like I still have a little bit of it. You know, go in the freezer and rub a mullet on me for a while.
Right,
and, you
exactly.
Know,
yeah.
God, I love this show. Okay. Anyway, we've so anyway, you can get the chum here if you're from out of the area. Click the picture, the two bags of chum right next to the show, and it's going to take you right to their website. And they do sell off the website. If you're not in the Port Charlotte area, you can pick up the chum pretty much anywhere from on the website. You'll be able to get all that figured out. Now, what is the freshwater stuff about? We do a lot of freshwater business here, and all of a sudden, the flats get a little crowded this time of year. So we get a lot of guys going way out in the Gulf, and then a lot of guys going back onto the ponds and rivers, just for a little more, okay, not quite so many people.
Well, the freshwater is a different formula. It has what we call a different candy than the saltwater.
Right.
And it can be used to catch shiners. Shiners love it. In fact, I have a client over on the East Coast that actually has a bait shop. He has shiners. His shiners are dying, and he's actually feeding this formula to his baits, and the baits are reacting. He only orders bait every 2 weeks now.
I feel bad for him.
But it's,
I'm just kidding.
It's amazing. I've got guys down in Miami who are bill fishermen, and they're using it to feed their herring. So we found a new market.
So basically, the guys that are trying to keep bait alive for extended periods, it actually works as a good food as well.
Right. So for the freshwater in particular, you know, shiners, crappie, bluegill.
Now, how does this stuff work for crappies and bluegills and all that? They bring them right up?
Brings them right in, balls them up. Frank Sargent, who does some writing for the Florida Sportsman, he had a chance to use it up in Alabama. And he said it was amazing. In fact, we have a quote from him on our website, and so it's effective both in fresh water and salt water.
No, but you have we don't have the freshwater one in there right now. All we've got is salt water, but you can get the freshwater on the on their website. And like I say, we put up a link for all that. Any great stories? What's
I've got so many. I was in Jupiter and sitting there with one of my customers, and I looked out and I saw a snook tailing near one of his slips. He's got a big 75-foot drift boat.
Right.
So I said, come on, let's go outside. I went outside. I made a dough ball about the size of a nice meatball. I threw it out there, and that snook came off the piling and ate it.
Really?
Yeah. So he ran back inside. He grabs a, you know, a 10 to 17 pound
minor earthquake.
I thought it was a crowd.
Were you around in the when the earthquake hit in Cuba? We got to feel it up here.
That's like
it was 15, just a little while ago. Yeah.
Yeah.
We actually get to feel it up here.
I didn't feel anything. I've been numb for quite some time.
You're gonna have to get a couple days off, get back in the water, relax. You know, you gotta quit throwing dough balls at the snook and get in there with the rod and reel.
I gotta quit making cookies out of it.
Yeah.
but anyway, he went and he grabbed a rod, 15-pound class, went out there, had a 3/8 bucktail copper jig. I've never seen this in my life. He made the cast, and that snook hit it immediately. I mean, when that jig hit the water, he hit it. It was about a 30-pound snook, and took him out straight out. 15-pound test, no leader. He looks at me and says, what do I do?
Hang on, hope for the best.
I don't know, just watch. Yeah. I was just watching. Just watch the show. Never even got a crank on him. Never even turned it once. So.
Man, I was thinking you were going to say, okay, we took it out, we took the bucktail, dipped it in the water, packed this chum all around it, tossed it in there, and he banged it. I was just thinking, man, that would have been it. You know, when you tell the story again, you're going to have to learn how to exaggerate a little bit.
UFO came down.
I packed the tail with that. A UFO came in.
But, you know, you talk about packing baits. There's guys that do that. I have friends that
especially in the billfish, marlin, any of the trolling stuff.
Even offshore.
Yeah.
What they're doing it is they'll take a sardine or a pinfish or a big thread fin, whatever baits they have, and they'll slit the bottom, stick their finger, and make a cavity, and then take the paste, pack it, drop it, jig it a couple times off the bottom, and bang.
That would be a great idea. And that really would be, to do that, like a thread fin with a really hard body on it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, make just a little bit of a mark in it and make yourself a whole packet full of that. That's actually a very good idea.
I got guys doing it all the time now, catching grouper. You know, the guys sandballing with it. They love it.
I like that because, I mean,
you can freeze it.
And all the time, for all the years I've been sitting here, that's the first time that's ever been mentioned. And I really like that idea. It's very cool.
I got guys that'll take and make meatballs the night before. Put it in a Tupperware, throw it in the freezer, throw it in the cooler. Yep. To go out and make drops.
Now that I've done, because, you know, pre-mixing the balls, so you can just drop them, get them to sink. The only problem I've had when I freeze it, I have to actually add a lot of sand to it, otherwise it floats. Now, yep. I've never used yours, but the other dry chums I've had, when I'm put enough water in it to make it into a freezer ball, and I went out there and tried throwing it, and it floated away on me. So I've learned to pack a lot of, you know, a lot of little sand is basically a small rock.
Well,
so
that'll still work, though. You just have to follow it.
Yeah, I know. Just okay, it's melting over there. Look, the fish are boiling. Anyway, but I just, you know, sometimes you get a new product, and it's nice to know who. You know, who the guy is that's on the other end of the product, and it seems like a very, seems like a good company. I mean, I really enjoyed talking to you while you've been here, and he put up with Frank for the first 15 minutes. I'm trying to figure out, you know, what's going on with him, and really nice people, and I bought a case of it. I liked it. I think this is going to be some really cool stuff. If you guys stop by, I'll show it to you. I think we're going to open a bag up so you guys can get a little better feel for it. And we'll go from there. And hopefully it's going to be a great success. And David, right?
Yes, sir.
And you want to anybody you want to say hi to up north, or we've got I think we're up to about 100 people in Australia. We're doing 400 people in England. We've got a half, you know, half a hundred in Germany and France, a couple of thousand in Canada, which is growing by the day. The Canadians, hey, Canada. And we've got, you know, thousands in the U.S. here. Anywhere, anybody around the world you want to say hi to? Wife, just girlfriends?
Just like to say hello to Jessica and thank her for everything she's done for me and making this possible.
Is that the wife?
That's my
girlfriend.
Girlfriend, soon to be fiance.
Very cool. Well, Jessica, right?
Jessica.
Hey, Jessica. You know, hopefully, sometimes you can make it down. And I don't know that there's really much to see. I guess, you know, once you've seen, you know, the inner sanctum here, you know, I mean, your life is good now. You know, you're in the inner sanctum.
I can truly say I've never experienced anything like this in my life.
Yeah, that's what most people say about me. I'm sure every once in a while they mean well by it. But anyway, guys, this is Fish and Frank and Radio Fishing, and look forward to the Chum, the M80 Supercharged. We're going to be trying on the flats. We're going to be selling it now. And by all accounts, pretty cool product. So we'll give it a shot and see what happens. And thank you, David and Jessica, right?
Yes.
Hi, Jessica. Bye. We're going to be taking off now. We'll see you guys on the next Radio Fishing.